Learning the laws of Shabbos, we're in Siman Reish Sadi Dalad, which is entitled Dini Havdalah B'Tfilah, and begin by sharing with you the history, which is found in Tami HaMenhagim, exactly why it was instituted in the Shmona Esrei, the Havdalah. So it's brought down in the Sefer Tami HaMenhagim, the Tam Shetiknu Havdalah B'Tfilah, the reason why it was instituted in our Shmona Esrei on Saturday night is Lafi Shekish'ol Min HaGu'ula Hoya Unfortunately, because of financial constraints, people could not afford wine, and therefore, for that reason, they decided to institute it as part of our Shmona Esrei. This way, Havdalah could be said, and that's the best that one could do. They couldn't afford wine. The Acharkach, and afterwards, Kishashir Yisrael, that when Bnei Yisrael were able to afford wine, Kavua Chachamim al Kos, they instituted it on a cup of wine, as we're familiar. Ukshechazu v'oini, then, as unfortunately times changed again, it became impoverished. Chazu Chachamim b'Kavua b'Tfilah, they again instituted it into the Shmona Esrei. Ukadeshul tehe Abdallah mitzoteles tadir al yedei oishir v'oini mitfilah l'kos. Instead of just going back and forth every single generation or every certain amount of years going from tefillah to the coast, what they decided to do was Hiskinu Chachamim, the Chachamim instituted Shel Olam Sarach Kol Adam Hamavdil B'Tefillah L'Havdil Galmo Kos. They decided that it's necessary to do both. Im Yochlim, so of course only in a situation you're able to find wine. So let's just begin the very beginning of this sif. Which says Omer Mahabdal Bachonin Hadas, that it was instituted that one should say Havdalah in the paragraph of Chonin Hadas, as we're familiar with. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that what would happen under certain circumstances, let's say a person makes Havdalah before Maariv, there's certain times that one is allowed to do that. It says Vefil in Nizdamin L'Havdal Al Kos Mikodim, even if you are able to make Havdalah on a cup first, Mikol Makom Sarach LaHavdil B'Tfilah Gam Kein, still you would make the Havdalah in the Shmona Esrei. And the question is, why in Chonin Hadoas? This is actually Gemara and Brachos. The Mishnah Berurah only cites one of the reasons. He says, "Kvua b'Bracha Zo." The reason why it's instituted in this particular bracha is that they should also litvoa Sarach of Kodem Havdalah. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, one is not allowed to ask for our own personal needs. And only once Shabbos is over, one may go back and say specific tefillos regarding our own specific needs, personal needs. And therefore, the first three paragraphs, which are always the same, it only changes once we get to the paragraph about Tachonin Lo Namdas, asking for knowledge. And therefore, during that time, before we can even really ask and say Baruch Hashem Chonin Hadoas, to conclude that bracha, it's necessary for us to make Havdalah, and once the Havdalah is said, then we can start making our specific requests. So on the bottom, the Sharet Zion brings down the other reason, which we'll conclude with, V'yesh Od Tam B'Gemara, the Gemara cites another reason, M'mnishi Birchas Chachma. When it comes to this bracha of Atachonin Landas, it has to do with knowledge. Hainu lahakir lahavdil bein kodesh achol. When it comes to making Havdalah, it's required a certain level of knowledge that you can distinguish and differentiate between Shabbos and a weekday. And therefore, because in order to make Havdalah, you need to have this das, you need to have this knowledge. Therefore, kavua bebirchas chachma. Therefore, was instituted specifically in this particular bracha.